From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie. Maybe it's not a Whiskey Quickie. We're heading into old-fashioned quickie here.
Cocktail quickies.
Cocktail quickies. Yes, yes, yes. So this one, it's a special one. So what we are doing is looking at Sunday's Finest, and it's called the Gold Fashioned. Now, I'll give you all the history.
That's an awesome box.
It is. It's fancy looking, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why it's fancy here in a second. So they call this the world's first luxury ready-to-drink cocktail. So Robert Haynes, he's the co-founder and the creator. He started out in the hospitality industry back in 2007 as part of the opening team of the iconic Chicago cocktail bar, and it was called the Violet Hour. He's also launched a Swedish-style wormwood liqueur called Besk, and he opened the critically acclaimed Analog in Logan Square. In 2017, Robert launched Apologue as a line of all-natural award-winning liqueurs. Now, for this is what we have going on here. So this is non-age dated, but it is an 8-year bourbon and a 5-year rye that's been blended along with Sunday's best bitters. So this bitters is actually a proprietary recipe made from saffron sourced from Afghanistan, vanilla from Tahiti, cacao from Ecuador, Sevilla orange from Spain, Genetian root from France, and Damara sugar from Malawi. So the idea, or what they say the instructions are, what we've already done here is we poured 2 ounces over ice, spritz with an orange zest, sip, and savor. So we got the orange zest here.
I'll spritz while you continue jabbering.
Go ahead.
One spritz.
Oh, right. I don't know if we got that on camera or on the. I could smell it from here.
Smell the orange.
Orange zest here.
Smells great.
So this is 84.4 proof and has a price tag of $150.
Man, I'm like orange sensory right now. I feel like I'm in that commercial when they pick the orange. Florida's natural.
Just coming down, putting it in the basket. Yeah, it's definitely here. So I was doing a little more, because I was looking at some other reviews of what people said. And they said it's actually not too bad. If you think about from a high-end perspective, if you were to go out to a restaurant, this would equal about $12 for an old-fashioned. And that's what that's what you're paying for in this bottle.
Hell, I went out the other night. It was $16 in old-fashioned. See? So this is a value.
You're saving money already.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely something else. So
this is a showpiece.
Let's go.
Cheers. Cheers. I'm a huge old-fashioned fan, so I'm nervous.
All right. Well, on the nose, I mean, we sprayed orange zest in there, so that's...
Yeah, you get the orange. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much it. That's all we're getting out of that one. So let's go ahead with the taste here.
Got those chocolate, you got that, I get a lot of cacao, the vanilla. Mm-hmm. I don't get too much of the, like, you know, like I'm used to with like Angostura bitters.
Right.
You know, that like kind of, they're not spicy, but they're like, you know, they're more, you know, cinnamon and orange and all that. This is more on the chocolate vanilla side for me. And then the orange fragrance is like overloading every...
It's there. I think that's one of those things. It's kind of like when you have a old fashioned at a cocktail bar or a restaurant, they usually have the peel and it's right there on the rim.
Yeah.
So it's right in your nose when you're drinking. And I think that's on purpose. And I think that's what they're doing with the spray here, is that you get kind of like an all-in-one box experience instead of having to sit there and peel your own orange and rub it around the rim. You just just give it a little bit of spray.
I love the flavors, that chocolate notes. I love black walnut bitters in my old fashions, and I can kind of get a little bit of that going on here as well. So
yeah, and the proof is, it can be a little polarizing at times. I mean, because this is 84.4 proof, which for most people is probably good. when I make a cocktail at home, I'm usually using 100 proof or barrel proof. And right. when you're adding in simple syrup and some other things to make it old fashioned, you're probably just getting to around 100 proof sometimes.
Sure. Totally. But
let's go ahead and let's rate it. So on the nose, I mean, well, if you like orange.
Yeah, if you like orange, for me, I would probably, the orange zest was a little too overpowering.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to leave it out. But
oh, okay.
Without the orange, I'm going to be thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Yeah, I guess yeah. we'll have to try it one time without the zest, and we'll see if we have a different rating there.
Yep.
But on the taste, like, what'd you think of it? Make it a cocktail at home.
Thumbs up. I mean, if I can just open it up, pour it, you know, that's, you know, some nights I love making old fashions. Some nights I'm like, the hell with it. I just want something I can dump in my glass. And because it looks so beautiful and it's a timepiece, I'm going to give it thumbs up.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, there's a lot of pre-made cocktail mixes out there, but this one brings all the liquor and everything with you. So
right.
there's nothing else to do. You shouldn't be able to screw it up too bad.
That's right.
Yeah. And the finish.
I mean,
it's a cocktail.
It's a cocktail. But a cocktail. No, there's a lot of good, I think this is a great old fashioned, like, that you just pour and drink and enjoy. You take all the guesswork out of it. So I like it.
Yeah. Like I said, first for Whiskey Quickie, and that is Sunday's Finest Gold Fashioned. Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.